This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. At a packed meeting last night, the Burlington City Council approved three charter changes that will tighten gun control in the city. VPR's digital reporter Taylor Dobbs was there, and he joins us now. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
So, Taylor, there were four changes proposed last night, but only three of them passed. What were the three that passed? What would those changes do?
Those changes outlined three areas where gun control would be tighter in the city. The first would allow police to seize a firearm in a house when there's reasonable suspicion that a domestic violence incident has occurred. So even if they're not making arrest, they can take a gun away and then return it after 5 days if all goes smoothly.
So if they see a gun on the table, for example, but no one needs to be arrested, they can take that gun?
They can take that gun just under a reasonable suspicion that there was domestic violence. The second one would ban guns altogether at any establishment that has a liquor license and can serve liquor. And the third would require safe storage of weapons, so they have to be under lock and key, essentially, anytime the owner isn't around.
That seems like that would be a tricky one to enforce. Did they say anything about enforcement of that one?
There was some concern among the council about enforcement of that one, but ultimately it had the support of the chief of police and the mayor. And so they're going to try to work out a way to make that enforceable, but also not have too much of an impact on gun owners' lives.
And there was one provision that didn't pass, and it didn't have the support of the mayor or the chief of police. What was that one?
That one would have required a permit in order for gun owners in Burlington to concealed carry, which means carry their weapon not open on their hip, but in a shoulder holster or something like that. And that one didn't get support because the police thought they didn't have the resources to implement a permitting system that would require background checks and then the staffing to approve or deny these permits on a case-by-case basis.
So the city council heard an hour and a half of public comment. Who turned up for this meeting and what did they have to say?
There was a large group of gun rights advocates from across the state, actually. The Vermont Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs called in their supporters from all over the state, and a lot of them showed up wearing Hunter Orange and pushed against these changes. Even the ones who were not from Burlington came, and they claimed that this creates sort of a slippery slope for what's called the Vermont Sportsman's Bill of Rights, which is a law passed in the 1980s that prevents municipalities from enforcing any sort of gun control provisions at the city level. And they say that if these provisions create an exception to that, it's a precedent that could apply elsewhere in the state and harm their rights.
So the Vermont Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs was the voice of the opposition. Did anyone speak out in support of these rules?
Yes, there was a small contingent from Gun Sense Vermont, and they arrived and they essentially argued that keeping guns out of the homes of children or out of the hands of children and out of homes where there might have been domestic violence is a policy that allows gun violence to fall without negatively impacting hunters' lives and people who are responsible and are not going to use their guns for wrong.
You mentioned the Vermont Sportsman's Bill of Rights, which lays out in black and white that cities and towns across the state of Vermont really aren't supposed to mess with gun ownership laws, firearms in any way. Does the city really have the authority to pass these three provisions?
Well, there's some debate about that. The gun rights advocates said that the city is, quote, above their pay grade, and they can't make these decisions. And even if all of this passes through the legislature, there will be a lawsuit and the city won't be able to enforce this. But the city attorney, Eileen Blackwood, says that because a charter is an agreement between city and state governments, that essentially is equal to state law. And if it gets approved, then that can stand on its own in a court of law.
Opponents also said that this was a solution without a problem, meaning that there isn't a gun violence problem in the city of Burlington, and therefore there's really no need for these provisions. What did the city council or city officials have to say about that?
There was some talk about that from the opposition at the meeting, but city officials said that even when this is not a huge public problem in Burlington, there's not a whole lot of gun violence. They have seen an increase in the number of guns at incidents at bars where the gun wasn't actually used, but someone was carrying a gun or a gun fell out of someone's holster onto the dance floor. And they don't want to allow that to escalate further before they take action. And on the front of domestic violence, they just want to be sure that they get any weapon that could do harm out of a house before it does harm. And so I think it was recognized that there's not a huge problem here, but the city officials decided to opt on the side of safety and take these precautions before anything went wrong.
And we'll be following your reporting on this issue going forward. Taylor Dobbs, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Taylor is VPR's digital reporter, and you can find his report on the Burlington City Council meeting at vpr.net.